We are live at EXT with Balin, the brother and sister group of two twin brothers, Daniel and David, and their sister, Julia. Thank you guys so much for coming upstate and being here with us.
Thanks for having us.
You guys have some roots up here. You guys are from New York City, but your parents are both classical musicians and they perform up here, right?
Mm-hmm. They play a lot with the Saratoga Chamber Players, which is run by Jill Levy.
Yeah, Pa's a cellist and a guitarist and songwriter and... Mom's a flutist, and they've been a big influence to our music. Sometimes we listen to what they have to say, and sometimes we don't. But
they all kind of got your start, and you two started on violin, correct?
Yeah. You know, they weren't, like, crazy stage parents.
No.
Yeah. They didn't, like, force instruments upon us. It kind of just...
It's just around.
It's always around, so you're just... You're kind of destined to play an instrument if you grow up in our household.
It's more fun that way.
We started on violin, Daniel and me, when we were four, and then I quickly realized that...
David kept smashing the violin.
Yeah, the letters... I'm dyslexic, and so the letters were hard for me with music. It's always been, like, reading music has always been harder, but I use my ear. But
sometimes.
I switched from the violin to drums very quickly, and Daniel just graduated from four strings on a violin to four strings on a bass.
Yeah, I started on piano when I was four, and then I called my teacher Four Eyes, so that was the end of that relationship. Yeah, I don't think I really understood that was bullying.
But life is all about growing. And now you guys have grown into this amazing group. And how's it been performing with family? Are you guys usually in harmony together, or do you guys find there are usually discrepancies?
The only time we're in harmony is when we're singing.
We get along pretty well, considering how much time we spend with one another.
It's usually like the final 10 minutes of each drive when Google Maps like has like a conniption, and then we follow suit, and it's just like chaos. But I'd say for three siblings, we get along pretty darn good.
But I don't know if I would want to listen to a sibling band that didn't fight. So we definitely fight.
Yeah.
Do you find your differences in styles more so in performance or more so in writing and like in the studio?
Well, I think like we each kind of have our own flavor that we contribute. Like we write all our songs together, and the songs start with one of us individually, and then we bring it to everybody, and they are finished with all of us. And so you can kind of hear like the stem of each song, like where it comes from. But like that sort of blend of all these different styles in our music is because each of us has a very distinct palette that we draw from.
But you guys definitely come together. This new album is absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
It's called Thrilled to Be Here. And it's coming out next week, April 26th.
Yeah. Very
How
exciting.
Does it feel? It's coming out so soon.
Yeah. It's been nonstop lately. We're doing this week of tours, then we're headlining Music Hall Williamsburg, which is a dream come true. Then we're headed to Europe for our first European tour. So yeah, it's been pretty awesome.
How does it feel having a European tour and touring all around already before your first debut album coming out?
It's crazy.
It's really cool. I mean, we kind of like, we haven't released any music. We've been a band for about four and a half years, and we haven't released any music. Like usually people will like post a song and post an EP and like, you know, get it rolling online too. But we've done everything by playing like hundreds and hundreds of shows live. And it's sort of like a really old school grassroots thing we've done. And we've kind of built it to this point where we were able to like sell out Bowery Ballroom without having any music released. And like, and that was awesome and magical. And now it feels like, okay, now is the real test. Is this going to translate? Is it going
to
like, is that intimate live thing that people come to see us going to translate? So
we've people all across the country come to our shows and know the lyrics, and the song's not even out yet. And I asked them, "How do you know the lyrics to this song?" And they said, "Oh, my friend recorded on her phone and sent it to me. Like someone mailed our bootleg CD across the country to her friend in Detroit, and she came to our show and knew all the words." It's pretty awesome to see that.
You guys have a great fan base, and you guys have been performing so much, and you'll be performing tonight at the Hangar on the Hudson in Troy.
Yeah.
Super excited.
Let's give the listeners a little bit of a sneak peek and hear some songs from the new album, Thrilled to Be Here.
This first song we're going to play is called I Was Wrong, and it's the first single on our record, Thrilled to Be Here.
How is it so? The day come, day go, and I can see the rise of a falling fight, and hear them go singing hey-ah-hey-oh, just marching on the quicksand paved in gold. And I can see it now, the red flag waving in the light of day. They won't take it down, but nothing's gonna change till we all can say. Hiding here. but something tells me I could fall in love with you. Something tells me I could fall in love with you. Something tells me I could fall in love with you. With you. There are words I've said that weigh down on my shoulders, and each day I am growing older, but not less confused. But do you think you're the only one who's broken? The only one who's trying to say those words to someone new? Something tells me I could fall in love with you. Something tells me I could fall in love with you. Something tells me I could fall in love with you. With you.
That right there was my absolute favorite song off the new album, Thrilled to Be Here. That will be coming out on April 26th. That song was Something Tells Me. Bailin' here live at EXT. Thank you guys again for stopping by. You originally had 40 songs that you came in and that you had to kind of break down from that to come up with the ones that you picked for the record.
Yeah. There's something around there in the Dropbox, but there was a lot of songs that didn't make the Dropbox folder.
Yeah, 40 that we were choosing from for the record, and more that were not worthy to choose from.
How'd you guys decide on which songs you guys wanted to do? Was it all a collaborative effort as it is with the writing with you guys?
I think it was like totally democratic. We had like, I had like spreadsheets, like our managers voted.
Like 10 people voted and we tallied up the votes.
And then we just picked the ones we wanted.
So you just gave them the feeling that they were choosing.
Yeah. Right. But it was also like a process of like figuring out which songs would be like the best to be introduced to Bailin with.
And what songs we should save for album two.
Yeah. I mean, some songs are a little like, they're further down the road of like the development, you know. I think there was a conscious decision of which ones to introduce the band with to the world.
What were some other things that you wanted to give to the listeners with this new album?
I think one cool thing about this record is it's very eclectic in terms of like the dynamics and like just, it's not one of those records that just has the same flavor 10 times, you know. Which those records are great because they create like vibes, you know. It's like those are like vibe records. You could like sort of put it on and just sort of like be in that mood. And I think this record is much more, it's like a complex dish with lots of different, you know, flavors for your palate. And so
also a lot of music right now has so much emphasis on production and like relies a lot on production to make it unique, which is amazing and cool and has its place in the world. But I for us, like, I think we are really songwriters at the core of it. So I think we really wanted to serve the song in every track.
A lot of times when I listen to new music, the stuff that makes me hear music in a different way or something I haven't heard before is like often more electronic, which is kind of crazy because I don't really listen to electronic music, but I feel like it's harder to find a band sound that sounds really new to me. And I think that's something that we work really hard on, is really creating our own sound within a band environment and a live environment. With real instruments and vocals. I definitely think there's a lot of room to be innovative with real instruments too. So that's something that is important to us. And then lyrically, just trying to make the listener think of things in a different light or something that they might not have thought about before, or change their perspective a little bit on something.
You guys definitely 100% have your own unique style.
Thank you.
So what are some of your hopes for the future of you guys?
I haven't thought that far in advance.
To finish our couples therapy session.
401k, health insurance. I'm trying to unionize touring musicians. That's my next goal. That's something that needs to happen. But I don't know. I like.
Want to keep growing the band for sure.
Yeah. Keep like pushing ourselves as songwriters is probably the most important thing with the music.
Stay inspired.
Mm-hmm. Staying in awe of music. I like the idea of wonderment when you hear something for the first time and like, what does that mean to my mind? You know, like, I don't understand it. So you listen to it over and over again.
That's awesome. Well, you guys are going to be performing a live show tonight.
Yes.
At the Hangar in the Hudson in Troy. Is this your first time up here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
First time, not up here.
Up here as Balin, yeah. We've been up here before, for sure.
Awesome. Well, listeners, you can find information on the website and make sure to check out the Balin coming to the Hangar at the Hudson tonight at Troy. And where can listeners find you guys on social media and stay in touch with you?
If you are interested, go to @BalinTheBand or BalinTheBand.com. So that's BAILEN. That's BAILEN.
The band.
The band. Yeah. Oh. On all platforms.
Except Snapchat, which we were talking about earlier. We don't have one.
No Snapchat, but Instagram is a yes.
We love the gram.
All right. Thank you guys again for coming up. It's been a pleasure having you. And thanks for playing one more song for us.
Awesome. Thanks for having us in.
This song is called Rose Leaves. And it's out on all of the streaming platforms. It's got our parents on it too, which is fun.
Yeah, and at the album release show on April 23rd at Music Hall of Williamsburg, we are going to have our parents play with us. So they're a string quartet, and my mom is playing flute. So that's going to be pretty special.
You don't need me. You don't.
sound has gone. Go.
This is 97.7 and 106.1 EXT. Support the music at wextradio.org.